J.P. Koons, The Oliwa Wildlife Dilemma. In a small backyard, looking out over the Puget Sound, we'd watch the sun go down and enjoy the wildlife. Oh, how we loved the birds. Just one feeder, then there were two, three, four, and more. All kinds of contraptions hanging from the trees. Wild seeds, suet, fruits, nuts, and corn. We added more. Then one by one, the birds would come, like the Hitchcock movie, The Birds. At first we'd feed just a pound or two. Now 100 pounds a week, and the bill is going through the roof. Early in the spring, the hummers would come. Annas, Rufuses, they'd fight and fight into the cold of the night. Robins and jays, pine siskins by the flocks. Gold and purple finches, swallows diving overhead. Thrashers, towhees, and yes, the singing oriole. The cooper's hawk dancing on the ground. At sunrise, the bald eagle would come, cruising the beach looking for a meal. Oh, the raptors flying so high, golden, red-tail, osprey, kestrel, and the fearless falcons. Great V formations of the Canadian honkers, mergansers annually nesting in the tree. Out on the sound, the ducks arrived, mallards, scooters and sculps, buffleheads and a rare puffin. On their flyway south, thousands would pass, cormorants, grebes, sandpipers and loons, gulls, merlets, plovers and terns. The flickers attacked our house, cedar siding full of holes. Flocks of tanagers never seen came to visit in the spring. Crows, that's right, old Crow, with his family of 17. What a sight to hear and see, they even nested in my tree. Woodpeckers, 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 woodpeckers. Sapsuckers, downies, and even the king, Mr. Pileated. Quails and doves, chickadees and nuthatch. More sparrows and starlings than you could count. The great old man nested just outside. At night he squawked and squawked. Of course you know who I'm talking about. The main man, the great blue heron. More and more they came in waves. Every direction, any time of day. Band-tailed pigeons never stopped coming. I'm sure they're big enough for a meal. Oh, yes, the deck was built last year. The tables and chairs, don't forget the barbecue. Covered in shit. I mean yellow, brown, black, even blue. It caked, then baked on by the sun, just like super glue. Oh, but how we loved the birds. None of it mattered. We loved their calls, the songs of love, spiraling flights to God above. But then the squirrels came, one by one. Chippers, reds, and then the grays started taking over the place. Hanging upside down from the feeders they'd spin, spilling everything on the ground, then they'd pick it up again. They could empty a feeder faster than I could fill it. Everyone was so happy to see me coming just to refill them. There was one giant gray that ruled the roost. Ate every seed. He looked like Yoda. Then they started to plant the seeds and corn in the gardens and the planters, stalks sprouting up as high as the ceiling. At 5 a.m., the crack of dawn, they'd start to fight, chasing each other with their high-pitched barks and chirps, flying from branch to branch and then back again. They drove us nuts laying in bed. Nick, our dog, was out of his head. Hey, that's okay. We love the squirrels just like we love the birds. They're our good friends. What will we do without them? Soon our favorite visitors arrived, the red fox. Cruising through the yard, all 11 of them. One, then another, they'd clean up everything. built their den just over the bank. You could hear him bark at night. Oh, how we loved the fox, the squirrels, and the birds. There was something special about each of them. Hey, oh, wait, I almost forgot the deer. They came every day to see what was left behind. But it grew from there. They ate all our plants, the flowers, the garden, then the berries. Oh, how we loved the deer. In the dead of the night, the possums came to finish every seed, piece of corn, anything that remained. Still, it was all working out. We loved them all. Until they finally came, the Johnson Point Coons. That's right, J.P. Coons' family and friends. So cute and furry with their little shining eyes. We never knew how many there were. At first, they would come only at night. But it slowly progressed, aggressive, mean. They'd knock down every feed or anything in their way. Up on the deck, tearing everything apart. The planters, the chaise, even the barbecue. That was it. Nothing was safe. Not even my cigar. 2, 4. Then they had babies, and then there were more and more. You could hear them at night as you turned off the light, marching around the house, obviously up to no good. Up on the deck and over the rail, raising all kinds of hell, leaving a trail of destruction, totally out of control. Meaner and meaner, they're afraid of nothing. You put one in a corner and he'd kill a dog, cat, even a baby. Oh, but how we loved our birds, the squirrels, the fox, and the deer. But we don't know about J.P. Coon's family and friends. Then the day came when my best friend Lee came running from next door calling out my name. Ellie, his wife, had left the groceries in the car. Well, them coons climbed in, ate them halfway down. Now, they were trapped inside. They couldn't get out. Can you imagine trying to set them free without getting bit? Finally, it happened. J.P. Coons made the headline news. That's right, CNN. Killed enough critters and scared the neighbors. Now, the police were after them with guns and traps. Caused so much trouble they wouldn't let them go back. Oh, how we loved our birds, the squirrels, the fox, and the deer. But this spiral and twist of fate was wearing me out. Do you shoot the coons, then the deer, then the fox, or not? Which one goes first? They're all only trying to make a living. Then the feeders came down, back to nature's way. This crazy world stopped on a dime. And it all calmed down. What a vicious circle we lived and learned. We were only trying to feed the birds.